You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. In 2012, California became the first state in the nation to recognize the human right to safe, clean, affordable, and accessible water. Governor Jerry Brown signed a law urging all state water agencies to consider this declaration when making future water policy decisions. But 6 years later, in hundreds of communities across the state, the water coming out of some taps is still not drinkable. Many of these places are small and rural, economically disadvantaged. Most are located in the Central Valley, but some are here in the Bay Area, and solutions aren't easy. KALW's environment reporter Angela Johnston takes us to a small school in San Mateo County where students haven't been able to drink the water at their school for decades.
Pescadero is a farm worker town, and the high school is bordered by rows of vegetables that, on most days, end up on the plates of hungry teenagers. But it's this close proximity to Brussels sprouts and kale that means the students here have to go to a cooler to wash their lunch down instead of sipping from the water fountains. The water here has unsafe levels of nitrates, and the source is the fertilizer used on the nearby farms.
I moved here from a bigger school in Belmont at the beginning of my sophomore year, so it was a pretty big surprise to me that I didn't have any like clean water or clean drinking water.
Sophia Bateo is the student body president. She's a senior, and she says most kids are used to it by now.
I mean, I think that just comes with the territory of like living in a small town like this. You don't have as many resources as in like the suburbs or like a bigger city. It's not like so far off to have clean water in when, you know, like it's not like it's a developing area like a third world country is.
Pescadero High School has its own water well that's owned and maintained by the school district. It's one of hundreds of small water systems on a list of water quality violators put together by the State Water Board.
There's a surprising number of communities in California that don't have water that's safe to drink.
Laura Feinstein is a researcher at the Pacific Institute, a water quality think tank. There are nearly 300 small communities on the state's list. Many are in the Central Valley, mobile home parks, or just a few blocks served by a single well. There are also, like Pescadero, tiny schools.
Small water systems tend to struggle more funding the treatment needs to make their water safe to drink. They need to be careful about cooking with the water as well, and it makes things expensive and difficult for them.
Not all violations are created equal. Some communities are flagged because they test high for toxins for just a couple of months. Others have more persistent problems that they can't afford to fix. Feinstein says nobody's dealing with it.
At this stage, there isn't like a safety net. There's nobody making sure that the small communities have the resources they need to treat their water. Does that mean they're on their own? It's their problem? Or does that mean that the state has some kind of obligation to come up with a way to make sure that they can tap into some resources and get safe water to those homes?
Drinking water sources across the state have tested positive for all sorts of harmful chemicals. The two most common are arsenic, which is naturally occurring, and nitrates. In agricultural communities like Pescadero, nitrates often seep into groundwater from fertilizer and cow manure. With prolonged exposure, these chemicals can cause serious health problems, especially for babies and old people. At Pescadero High, students can drink from one of three water coolers. When cook Regina Silvera wants to wash lettuce in the kitchen, she hauls giant water jugs across the floor and attaches a little electric pump to get a constant stream.
We started off with the 5-gallon jugs, and they, after a while they started getting tiring, so they switched me down to 3 gallons now.
Fixing the problem would mean drilling a new, deeper well or convincing the nearby water utility to run pipes from miles away. That neighboring utility doesn't want to hook up the school because it's worried their wells will go dry. These should be simple fixes, but for a small school district, it'd be a big undertaking and expensive.
And we all wear a lot of hats here. And so the oversight of a well, it just creates a whole other layer of oversight that, you know, our district can't afford in our budget is really what it boils down to.
Andy Legault is the facilities manager at Pescadero High. He says people are always surprised when he tells them what he's dealing with.
One of the richest counties in the country. And we have schools that the water quality is below standards.
The school is applying for state grants to build the new well, but Legault says they have a long list of projects competing for their time and money. Pescadero is a tiny district that struggles to pay teachers enough to keep up with the cost of living on the peninsula.
It just makes it tough to put it on the top of the list. If you think about a normal school, they just turn the water on. They don't think of, the reality is that's taken care of by somebody else.
This coming year, the legislature will be debating Senate Bill 623, which would help low-income communities like Pescadero High put in new wells or join with larger water systems. Laura Feinstein explains the money would come from two sources. One would be a tax on water bills paid by consumers across the state.
So everyone would pay a small amount every month, and it would go into a fund that would address unsafe drinking water for communities that can't afford their own treatment systems.
But that funding source is facing opposition from the Association of California Water Agencies. Here's Jennifer Allen with the Contra Costa Water District.
We want to make sure that any adjustments to a proposed fee or tax would go through a public process and not just be kind of a closed-door decision.
Water agencies say water is a human right. It shouldn't be taxed.
Whatever we're doing with water, people's water bills, we don't want to affect the affordability of water. And water is necessary. And so our job is to make water as affordable as possible. And when we're getting outside fees that we have to impose upon bills, then that impacts our ability to make our service affordable to our customers.
The bill's other source of money to fix polluted wells would be raising the tax on fertilizer. This would affect nearly every farmer in the state. But agriculture is supportive. Surprisingly, some environmentalists oppose it for a different reason. They're concerned it's a pay-to-pollute scheme that doesn't really solve the nitrate problem in the first place.
We think collectively about our air quality. We think collectively about how we're going to move forward reducing greenhouse gases. I think that we also need to think collectively as a state about making sure everybody gets safe drinking water.
Laura Feinstein says this debate raises a larger point. California is drying up. Water quantity and quality issues aren't going away. If the bill passes, Andy Legault says Pescadero High will definitely apply for the fund. But clean water is at least another year and hundreds of thousands of dollars away. When they can finally drink from their taps, he says they'll be celebrating.
We might have a little party, yes.
In Pescadero, I'm Angela Johnston for Cross Currents.